You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. At Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat meats, home-cooked vegetables, and homemade desserts. Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant is located in Rogersville, Alabama. Fuquay's can also take care of your catering and party needs. Check them out on Facebook or give them a call at 256-607-7120. A new location is coming soon to Hartsell, Alabama, so stay tuned.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Hueytown, Alabama. At Bell Peppers, I have with me Anthony Clemens. He is the owner of Bell Peppers, and he has had some success with getting his pizza into local Piggly Wiggly's here in Jefferson County. I shared the post where he had gotten into his fifth Piggly Wiggly. I thought about myself. I was 25 years old. I started a tortilla factory. Many of you know because you saw my product in the grocery stores, Tortillas Blanco, Blanco's Chips. It was my passion. I was driven by having that business. And unfortunately, at 30 years old, I had to close. But I loved having the publicity to help my product move forward. And I wanted to be able to offer my show to Anthony today to help him move Bell Peppers forward whatever his dream, whatever his vision is, I want to try to help him through the Mark White Show. Welcome to the show, Anthony.
Good to be here, Mr. Mark. Good to be here.
We've shared a little bit prior to this conversation, and I shared about my business and the direction that it went. I had big dreams, big hopes. When I see the picture, like you said, side by side, it looks like the same guy, just a different time with a vision, with a dream to have a successful business.
Yeah, when I saw the picture of you standing next to your product and me standing next to mine, I sort of felt that, you know. I sort of felt that everything that comes with that, I know that the guy that's in that picture feels what I did, because we're standing in the same spot, different products, but same dream, and I just saw it all through the photo. Appreciate you for sharing it, by the way.
Absolutely. You know the work that it takes, and I never could have imagined when I was my daughter's age, a trip to Mexico and my granddad taking me on a mission trip, fresh tortillas would pop in my head when I was 25. I called my grandmother up because I had this great idea. Suddenly, there's nobody making fresh tortillas here in North Alabama that I knew of. I'm going to go and find out how to do it. So what I did was I found a magazine, a gentleman up in Oregon. His name was Mario Huerta, and he had a tortilla factory in Bend, Oregon. So I reached out to the magazine. I said, can you send my phone number to Mario? Get us in touch. See if he'll connect with me. He called me back. Me and my wife went to Bend, Oregon for 8 days. And I toured his factory. He helped me learn how to make the recipe, how to make the bread, showed me the delivery side of business. I took that 8 days of experience in a notepad, came back to Athens, Alabama. He found some equipment for us in Utah. Next thing I know, we're cranking it up in Athens back in 2005.
So you said that you were the only person with the tortillas in Alabama, right? Making tortillas?
In North Alabama that I knew of.
So I'm actually the only person that makes pizzas in Alabama, period.
I saw that.
Yeah, so I got that information from the Alabama Department of Agriculture. They informed me that I was the only pizza manufacturer that's on a agriculture level as far as inspection.
Yes.
So I'm the only inspected plant, meaning that if there were another pizza manufacturer, they would only be selling cheese and veggie products.
Yes, no meat.
No meat. So I'm the only one that's inspected that carries a meat product.
How'd that make you feel, Anthony?
Man, it made me feel great. I'm just glad to be able to get the story out, man, to let people know that Alabama now has a frozen pizza.
You had to jump through some hoops to be in grocery stores with your product.
Oh, most definitely. The biggest hoop, I would say, was the HACCP certification, HACCP. That certification, it's a class you have to take, and it's basically treat me as though I'm like a 100,000 square foot facility. I'm a 1,400 square foot restaurant, and I'm taking a test for 100,000 square foot facility. So it was pretty difficult, but you know, I managed to get through it. You know,
how long did it take?
So it took me about, I called the USDA in February, and May 31st was my first day of processing.
Here's Bell Peppers in Hueytown. We're in the shopping center with a Piggly Wiggly on the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
You started the restaurant first, or you started making the pizza first, which the standalone here, or were you making the product prior to that, trying to learn prior to opening?
I was making the product actually from home back in 2019. I had an idea for some low carb pizzas. I wanted to make low carb pizzas because I am type 2 diabetic, so that's where the whole low carb thing comes from. I started selling pizzas from home. I sold a few. I was actually meeting people right here in Hueytown at the raceway, passing out pizzas to people that I knew.
And
that's what started the restaurant. That's what sparked the restaurant, the idea for the restaurant. Started the restaurant that very next year. The restaurant was finished. The grand opening was in July. So I'm actually coming up on my 3-year anniversary. Up until this year, we started putting products in that Piggly Wiggly, the one that you just mentioned.
Yes.
That was my first Piggly Wiggly. I wanted to shout them out, by the way. That's how I got started.
What made you think of taking your product from this restaurant to the grocery store? I know I had a gentleman, as I mentioned to you, from a convenience store come into my restaurant, and he said, I would like to carry your chips in my store. And that's how it happened for me.
But how did you go from the product being made here to saying, I'd like to package it and put it in a store?
Well, the idea came from the store manager at the Piggly Wiggly. He comes here and eat a lot because he himself is keto. So he came here and tried one of my desserts, and he absolutely loved it. He said, hey, man, we should carry these over at the store. And I said, okay. So I did some research on what I would need, and I already pretty much knew exactly what should go on a label, like ingredients, allergens, yes, things like that. So I put it together. Make a long story short, that was my first store. I put the products in this store, and that's what started it, just my desserts. I got some keto brookies, brownie cookie. So that's what started it. The pieces didn't start it.
Mm-hmm.
They actually came much later.
Okay. I knew there'd be an interesting story to that.
Yeah.
Because you start an idea, and it seems like the next step, we can't necessarily predict it, mm-hmm, but there's a next step. And in your own vision, you couldn't necessarily seen what was going to happen back when you were handing out pizzas at Raceway. You couldn't have imagined that you'd be in grocery stores and putting your product there.
Grocery stores was never in the equation.
I hear you.
It was just restaurant, and then it was more restaurants. That was the dream then.
Yep.
But I quickly took a detour. You know, I like the whole retail thing. I'm in love with that. I think that's the route that I want to go.
Shelf space is beautiful.
It is.
I loved getting a little shelf space. I bought a box, cardboard box. You saw the picture. Mm-hmm. And I had that set up where I could put my chips. That way I wasn't interfering with the shelf space that's being bought by those other stores. Manufacturers buy shelf space in grocery stores, and they pay for all that space that you see. If Campbell's has a section, they're paying the grocery store for that section.
Mm.
And normally...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, normally you're having to pay for that. That's what I was doing by my cardboard boxes, was they could stand alone and I wasn't having to buy shelf space. Mm. Frito-Lay, if they have a certain area, that is their area. They pay the grocery store, and the grocery store makes money off of those manufacturers paying them for space in their store.
Mm. That's crazy. I didn't know that.
It sure is. And you'll find that out as you move forward into some of these stores. If they start charging for shelf space and say, well, you know, DiGiorno takes up this space and Red Baron takes up this space, and then you're like, well, how much is my space going to be? Okay. The generosity of this store is unique. The stores that are, they were kind to me too. I'm going to say that, but that's not always the way it works.
Yeah.
They're being kind to you to give you that space and giving you a chance. That's huge.
Well, I am thankful. I am thankful because I have a lot of freezer space. So I am thankful for that. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So how did you find out about UPC code and getting your nutritional information? I know I had to send my stuff to Auburn to get my nutritional information. I was at Mississippi State for another, I can't remember exactly what I was breaking down at the time, but I had these different elements I had to pull together, including the UPC code, before I had my product really set to go into a grocery store.
When I first started, like I said, I started with the desserts. A lot of the stuff that I learned about UPC codes and nutrition information and things like that was just pretty much self-taught. You know, I knew my product had to have a barcode, so I went to GS1, you know, spoke with some people and went through the whole little ordeal about getting barcodes and things like that. So I learned how to do that. Nutritional information. It's a lot of it's just, you know, just self-taught. You know what I mean? When you're ambitious about something, a lot of things you're going to learn. And to make a long story short, man, we got it all together, you know. Everything's legit. Ambition will take you places you never thought you'd go. You know, coming up, I had no clue that I wanted to do what I'm doing. But it was just, I just got an urge all of a sudden to just be in business for myself and just do something that really hasn't been done. You know, like the products that I'm selling, you don't typically see my sort of products.
That's right.
With all of the other pizza manufacturers, they don't have products like I do. Of course, pizza's a pizza, but, you know, the big box pizzas, they don't have really a lot of, like, my pizzas doesn't contain red meat. Theirs do. It tastes like red meat, but it's not, you know. It's just, you know, ambition, man. You know what I mean? I just ambition just took me far.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Anthony Clemons. We're here at Bell Peppers in Hueytown, Alabama, as we're talking about his venture into the pizza business in Piggly Wiggly's across Jefferson County. He now has five, and we're going to talk to him on the other side, and I hope you'll stick with us as we continue to talk to this entrepreneur and get his take on having a business. He's a pioneer, and we're going to talk about how his business is growing, how you can support his business when we come back. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Does throwing away glass make you feel guilty? Now there's a better way to keep Alabama beautiful, and it doesn't involve being taxed involuntarily like other recycling programs do now. Phoenix Glass Recycling is a local small business serving all of Madison County that comes directly to you once a month for as little as $8.25. You can sign up now at phoenixglassrecycling.com, or if you live outside of Madison County, subscribe to their newsletter to be notified when service is available in your area.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us as we're on location in Hueytown, Alabama at Bell Peppers. I have with me Anthony Clemons. We have bonded pretty quick because we've both been in the business trying to get our products into grocery stores. I've been there. I was 25 years old until I was 30. I was pushing hard, had an old FedEx truck that I decorated up with tortillas blanco on the side and had the official chips of UNA Athletics, all the different things that I ventured to try to do to grow my business. And I know what that's like. I know what the passion's like. I know what the pain's like, too. I'd like to welcome Anthony back to the show. Welcome back, Anthony.
Good to be here.
There is the good, bad, and ugly. And I know that you did an interview about the good, the bad, and the ugly of business. We don't necessarily have to talk about the ugly, but I understand that. And I feel it whenever I talk about my own business. But there really were some great things that came out of Tortillas Blanco. I would not change anything that's happened because I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you right now if things had gone the way that I wanted them to go. And honestly, I love what I get to do now, helping guys like yourself who want to be successful in business and maybe give you some pointers, talk about some slippery slopes that you can get on a business like this.
You know, it's funny you mentioned helping people. When I first started to get in grocery stores, I didn't know anything as far as anything. And it was so hard to just, you know, it was like I had to run into a brick wall in order to find out, okay, I didn't supposed to do that. It's like I had to hit a wall first. You get what I'm saying? I never really knew which direction to go.
Right.
I had to hit a wall first. And then I say, well, oh, okay, I have to do it this way. Like, I put my products out before I knew I had to be under the USDA. I didn't know that. The grocery stores didn't know that.
That's right.
Because it's just a lot of information that's just hard to come by unless you know someone who's in the same field that's doing the exact same thing that you're doing. Now I'm a valuable resource to somebody else who want to do something similar to what I'm doing. I can tell them the right thing to do, the right way to go as far as what they'll need, what they need to do, the whole nine yards. I'll be able to tell them that because I didn't have that.
Right.
You know, and I can keep them from making all of the same mistakes that I made, you know, and set them up for growth outright because I made a lot of mistakes, you know. And
in the pizza business, you're in a league of your own right now. And if you look around, as you said, you're the only one in the state of Alabama doing this.
Mm-hmm.
If you went to talk to, say, Red Baron, they're so big. It's not like me and you sitting here talking.
Yeah.
To go and say, hey, Mr. DiGiorno, how'd you get? It's not going to happen.
That's right.
You know,
that's
you're right. Looking for Mr. DiGiorno and he's not around. You're doing this yourself.
That's right.
And just like I did, I was alone. And the only thing I will say that really helped me a lot was organizations like Buy Alabama's Best, which was part of the Department of Agriculture, and them supporting me and then connecting with other business owners, because that was a way that I could connect, was through Buy Alabama's Best and start networking, going to the grocery association meetings, talking to the people about products, how they were doing. Although I was making a tortilla chip, which was completely different, off the wall, wasn't like anything else anybody was doing, still, there are some things that are in common. There's some common traits when it comes to getting in the grocery stores. Logistics is a big thing for you when you're delivering, getting the product to the stores. And as you grow, and you've got five right now, I remember driving to 13 stores in the Shoals with my FedEx truck and that truck breaking down on me as I was carrying chips. And I also recall at least one or two of those stores that wouldn't order a lot of product. They'd order a case or two cases, and I was traveling because I wanted to be successful.
Yeah.
I was making an hour drive to carry a case of chips to a business because they needed them.
Would you recommend that to someone
else? I would not. I would make a minimum order that you have to order. You can't just say I want a case because I didn't make any money.
I've been done like that. Like I said, I only want five, you know, and if that five sells out within a day, I have to drive back down there.
That's right.
So I know exactly what you're saying.
And you're so passionate about your business that you will go the extra steps.
And I've done it.
You're sacrificing your business for satisfaction for what?
And that's very inconvenient, by the way, you know, to make a trip just for a small amount of product. You know, it's really not worth it. But you want to succeed and you want the customer. You're doing it for the customers.
That's right.
You want the customers to have your product. You know, if you don't take them, then they won't have anything on the shelf, and that looks bad on you, so.
How many trips can you make, though, is the question.
Yeah.
How many trips can you make and not make money delivering? How many times can you do that before you're going under?
Exactly.
Because you're trying to satisfy something that, honestly, you could never outrun.
Mm-hmm.
That it'll catch up with you.
Yeah, it will. But you just want, if you're taking a case and the case has 12, then you'll make 12 happy customers, you know. And that's all I thought about when I done it. You know, I had three pieces and he wanted five of each. So I just have to take five of each.
Yes.
And hopefully I can make 15 people happy.
And hopefully you don't have to do that too many times.
Nah, you don't.
The word gets out and the next store, hey, recommend, tell the manager, please tell him my pizza's been successful and we're going to make this work in your next store.
Exactly.
That way they know and they're talking to each other and saying, you know, Anthony, he does what he says he's going to do. He's going to be there. Go ahead and order some extra. Now, I'll tell you this. The manager that was my friend in Rogersville, Alabama, he would order 20 cases, 25 cases at a time. He knew they were going to sell. It wasn't a doubt in his mind. But when he would tell me, hey, Mark, I need 20 cases, that was a beautiful thing to me that I'm able to take so many chips to one store. They were going to keep them in the back for me and then stock them up on the shelf when they were empty. Yeah. So it was great. Let's talk about the product and how people can connect with you, Anthony, because I want people today to know how they can help Bell Peppers, help you move forward.
Well, how can people help me move forward?
You got 5 stores right now. They can go to one of those 5. If anybody's listening in Jefferson County, name them off. That's the first thing, I guess, is they can go and pull those pizzas off the shelf.
Yeah, they could. Actually, we're in 5, but next week we will be in 8. Those 5 stores are Hueytown, Piggly Wiggly, McCalla, Piggly Wiggly, Bluff Park, which is in Hoover, Forestdale, First Avenue North in Birmingham, and next week we'll be in Crestline. That's the Mount Brook store.
Okay.
We'll be in Donovan Valley, and we will be in River Run. That's the 280 store. So if you guys have never tried a healthy pizza that tastes just like an unhealthy pizza, then my product is the product you want to reach for. You know, I've took my time with this product. It took me years to come up with a product that you're going to get off the shelf. I've had previous pizzas. I've been through about 3 different pizza crusts just to give you what you have today. So it's not missing anything. It's, you know, it's a very good product, you know, and it's worth trying. It really is.
Are you set up to do demos at any of the stores thus far where you've got a small oven that you could cut up little squares? You know, like we were growing up and we'd be at the World and we'd get a little sample.
Yeah, so that, I actually have an oven like you're talking about, and I'm going to do demos. I don't have dates yet because I was going to wait until I stocked all of the stores first and then go back and do demos, you know. So, but that's going to come. That's very important, by the way.
And you may have a young person out there. I'm thinking off the top of my head, somebody I would say that's probably 18 years or older that maybe could offer up some time. If you get to a position where you've got multiple ovens where they could do demos and you kind of call out, hey, look, I need some help. I had people helping me like that. Hmm. I had some folks, let's say my chips were in Gardendale. I would then go on Facebook, which Facebook was fairly new back then. I would go on Facebook and I would find my Gardendale friends and I would say, my product's in Gardendale store. Would anybody be interested in giving out chips at the store? And I had several friends that would go to a particular store in an area and actually give out my product. Yours is slightly different because you have to have an oven. I was just handing out chips with a little dip.
And they would need to know things like nutritional information as far as classifications of the product, like being gluten-free, being low-carb or keto and things like that. But it definitely can happen, though. You know, and it's exciting because I have something that even the big box pieces didn't have. So I'm actually excited to get that out there and to do demos with such a product. So that'll definitely come very, very soon, you know, and I'll make announcements on my Facebook profile and my Instagram profile so people will know when I'm going to do that. So if you're listening, if you want to try my products, follow us on Facebook and at Bell Peppers, and I'll announce when I'm going to do said demos so you can try the product. You won't be disappointed.
Excellent. Anthony Clemons, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show today to share about Bell Peppers, your business, and I wish you much success in what you're doing, your venture. I hope it goes great for you.
Thank you.
And if you ever need anything from me, feel free to call me. You have my number. You can text me anytime, any struggle, anything you're going through. I'm here, man, because I want you to be able to climb the highest mountain.
I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. I hope you are encouraged by Anthony's journey with his pizza business and that you'll share this with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. Of course, I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to an on-location edition of the Mark White Show coming to you from Bell Peppers in Hueytown, Alabama. and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com. and connect with them today.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. TNTfireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.